about something that I've learned in the past. I mean, we're in 2021. The Lord probably taught me this in 2015 when I was going through some tough time. As a young man, when I went back to Haiti, I was 35. A plumber. I had dreams. I had ideas on especially making money, you know. I mean, it's not, I don't know how people do it. I told you the story about food stamps. It's a good thing, but it's meant to help us. It helped to give us a boost to get us out. But just like many of you, you don't like when people constantly giving you things. I think that takes away from your self-esteem if people is constantly giving you things. Although some people really like it. Some people love hands out. Hands out. Is that how you say it? Hands out? Handout? Handouts. Some people love handouts. But some people like us, we don't like it. Handouts should be a help. And then you should be able to get on your feet. So, when I went, God called me back, called us back to Haiti. I was just like, you know what? Let's do it, Lord. 2010, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Yes, we're laying on the dead body, but life was hard. You know, I mean, but we saw God at works. And in 2015, I was just like, why am I wasting my time here? A young man. I've got all my strength. I want to work. Why do I have to, you know, depend on support, donations? Well, shall we start? The Lord taught me something. And one of the things he taught me was to be intentional about many things. So today I want to talk to you about being intentional. And I know maybe if not most of you, if not all of you, most of you, you've heard me talk a lot about being intentional. I live my life intentionally. Being intentional has changed my life. I used to be a bad husband. A terrible husband. I didn't know how to befriend a friend. I used to be a bad citizen. I didn't used to be a good father. I never abused physically my kids. But emotionally, I think I've caused them some abuse. Thank the Lord that there have been restoration and restitution. You see, we all have a story. That's why sometimes when you see somebody, if you think, man, they've got everything in order, no, ask them where they've come from. Because we all have a story. The key is we got to give the Holy Spirit a chance. And that's what I did. You see, today, from today and for the rest of my life, as long as the Lord put us together, I am going to continue to challenge you to be intentional. You know, in our overly busy day, we are more prone to succumb to the wind of what they call what other wants from us. It's like, especially if you're a mom, or if you're a dad who is just playing both roles, being a mom and a dad. Do you feel sometimes life is always after your time? Can I talk to you, George? You feel like life is constantly after your time. And you're like, man, why am I so busy? I mean, you do things one after the next, one after the next, one thing after the next. But did you also know, I've learned this from Jack Frost, one of the powerful weapon for the enemy is exhaustion. Exhaustion, right? Exhaustion. Exhausted. You're constantly tired. Even for the life of a preacher, My worst enemy is exhaustion. Exhaustion. I did practice repeating that word. Okay. Cause I know it's exhaustion. 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 Yeah. You guys get it. Tired. One of your worst enemy is exhaustion. You're tired. The worries of life weighs on you. The busy of night of life weighs on you. I mean, thank God some of us, we're teaching our kids, those young teenagers here, you guys know, I know your parents and I know they told you. Don't buy anything unless you have the money. You see, now we live in a society where everybody is living with what you call others' expectation. Well, what are you going to do? How can you do it if you're 17, you want to drive what they call them? A Porsche? A pocket? You cannot afford it. Plus, that car might kill you. Plus, it's not worth it. It's your first car. You might total it in a month. If you want more details, ask my son. Put Ryan on the spot there. He's behind the camera. He's probably zooming on me right now really bad. We do. But seriously, being intentional, what does it really mean to live intentionally for God or to live your life intentionally? You know, if we are intentional about something, it means we are deliberate in our action. We do it purposely. We wake up in the morning, we know what we want to do. I don't just live my life just like that. I know I don't want to have debt. I mean, yeah, we all have to have a debt for a house. But there's no way I should go buy something for $10,000 I don't have. When did we lose common sense? And then, you know, you buy everything in the house on credit. And then I gotta work my life to death and never sleep in that house. Even when I sleep, I'm worrying to go to work to go and pay for everything else. What a stronghold. And then the enemy is sitting back, looking at us like, yeah, of course, you won't have time to pray. There is no time to read your Bible. There is no time for fellowship. There is no time to come to church. No time. It grieves my heart. And I pray and I intercede for our culture. Because I see people, they think they're rich, yet they're so poor. That's why today I'm going to challenge you. What do we mean by intention? Be intentional. What do we mean by intentionality? Living intentionally means to live self-consciously on purpose, starting from today. You don't just live your life because it's like no plan. Or you just wake up, work, sleep. Wake up, work, sleep. Not yet. Not yet, not yet, not yet. You right on, buddy. I love it. You're following me. This is our priority. See, I guess we could go there. Let's go there. What are some of your priorities? I put a list together. I just thought about them. But I'm thinking, what priorities? Work, sleep, eat, play, recreation, read. I tell you, some of us, reading is not a priority. You can't remember last time you read a book. You know, watching TV, some of us, I tell you, that's top list. And the crazy thing is, most of the things some of us watch are not things that would edify you. That's why you feel discouraged. Well, let's keep going down the list. Listening to the news, friendship, family, husband, wife, children. Quality time in worship. Quality time reading and meditating on the word of the Lord. Church activities, home group gatherings. Mission trips, teaching your children the word of God, being a follower of Christ. Grandkids. Well, I even add that in there. In-laws. I wonder who their in-laws is a priority. If you're married, is it a priority for you to have good relationship with your in-laws? If you are a kingdom person, it should be a priority to have good relationship with your in-laws. Wow. Play, going surfing, my buddy here. Motorcycle riding, I'm still looking for somebody. Fish. Fishing. Well, a bunch of us went fishing yesterday. We caught we did catch a shark, right? Baby shark. Too bad we couldn't bring it home. Or intimacy with others. And then I added, now, it better not be gambling. Nor playing the lottery. I tell you, gambling better not be your priority. But my question this morning is, what are some of your priorities? I put a list for you together so you wouldn't have to think so hard. Okay? But what are some of your priorities? And that question, you can write it in your Bible or your notebook, and I want you to think about that. What are some of my priorities? Because I did think about that. I'm thinking, what are some of my priorities? Well, I'll tell you. Sleep is one of my priorities. And eat is one of my priorities. Okay, and we all can agree with that one. Bernie? Okay, all right. My wife is my priority. And I don't care what the past, what the hurt that had happened in the past. Guys, listen to me. This is the time to be intentional. And if you're still breathing, there's a chance to make things right. There's a chance right now, right here, today, to make everything right. I don't care how... Your husband is not a believer. Your wife is not a believer. If you are still together, I'm talking to you who is a kingdom person. You need to make things right and start treating that girl right. Start treating that man right. Without peace, listen, no one will see the Lord. I forgot to add that. That would be a good one. Peace. Peace loving. I told you, my wife is a priority, so whatever it takes, that's what I'm going to do. If she's not well Sunday morning, guess what, guys? I'm not coming. If she needs me by her side, I'll work it out. Someone will be here. But she's number one, not the church. And I tell her that in private and in public, it's the fact, it's my choice. I am purposely living my life to make sure my wife knows, the enemy knows, my wife is priority number one. You know why? As a young man, if I don't set that up straight, the enemy will have young girls waiting for me. Oh yeah. Right? Nowadays, they don't need your money. They just need an hour. That's what they said. Crazy stuff. So what are some of your priorities on this group? Well, I tell you, church activity is my priority. My home group is my priority. Whatever you're more consistent in, that's who we are. That's who you are. If you're more consistent in being unfaithful, you are an unfaithful person. If you are more consistent in telling the truth, you're not a liar. If you are more consistent in respecting others, guess what? Well, you respect people. If you are more consistent in being a friend, you know what's going to happen? You will have a friend. If you are more, whatever you're more consistent in, think about it. Well, I tell you, motorcycle riding, I like that. I know it's dangerous. But I keep telling people, if only you've seen where I've ride before in Haiti, you'd be like, oh, you'll survive. I mean, yeah. If only you've seen where I have been, I tell you, I'm like, okay. I don't like riding through Virginia Beach, you know, it's too crazy, but I don't know. It's like, you guys go on YouTube and find Haiti traffic. And then I rode motorcycles there. So what are some of your priorities? Please, let's take some time. My priority is to be a follower of Christ. So on a daily basis, I'm intentionally live my life as a follower of Christ. On a daily basis, everything I do, everything I say, my interaction with my neighbors, right away, I let everybody know I'm a follower of Christ. Well, guess what? You don't like Christ, then you don't like me. Guess what? I'll still like you. But I'm not going to let society. I live intentionally. Everything I do it knowing, hey, guess who I am? I'm a follower of Christ. I forgot to put my children there. Children. Oh, yeah, I did that. I said that. Teaching your children the word of God. I teach my kids the word of God. We eat, they're getting older. Ryan is working. You know, Alyssa's got stuff. Sometimes we go a couple of days, we don't eat. But you know what we do? We are intentional. I like when I talked to you, Dave, you said you're intentional about spending time with your kids. That's a priority because you don't have them forever. So sometimes, like Kendra put lots of emphasis on, we gotta eat together. We gotta sit around the table together. We gotta talk. What do? You sit around the table. We are intentional about sitting together. Yeah, so how you doing? Cause you see each other in the house. You know, people live in the same same home, but yet they don't live together. They just go by each other. Be intentional. It's my charge for you today. Be intentional in all you do. You know, I thought this morning I'm just going to come here and run this with this message. But I know, you know what? What are some of your priorities? I don't want to run with it. I want you to ponder right there. Checking that list. And while you're checking that list, you ask yourself, what are some of the things? What are the area of my life do I need to take action to create an intentional life? My in-laws. When did you call your in-laws? Maybe they're not alive, but if you still have in-laws, or if you have a friend, when did you call them? When were you intentional about being a friend? Because when you are a friend, you will gain a friend. If you open your Bibles in Titus chapter 3, Titus chapter 3, verse 8. You know, in this book, Paul is charging us. He insists on wholesome teaching and intentional living. And he encouraged Titus to reject quarrels. I read, this is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to insist on this teaching, so that all who trust in God will devote themselves. And I want you to underline that in your Bible. Paul says, I want you to teach those things to all who trust God. Tell them to devote, give all of them. That's what it means. Give, being intentional, you give all yourself in whatever you want to accomplish. If you want to live a healthy life, no one is going to do it for you. You have to be intentional about not eating junk. And you know when I say not eating junk. Hey guys, I love you. I care about you. I don't want all of you here, most of you here 20 years down the road, You're suffering at the hospital because you didn't take care of yourself 20 years earlier. Yeah, things happen. Life happens. We get sick because we didn't do anything. I know people that live and feed themselves perfectly, exercise, still dealt with a lot of crazy stuff. Guess what's going to happen? Today, you start being intentional about your health. Guess what's going to happen? Oh, you will live a healthy life. You know, sometimes we think it's all Jesus. Jesus is not like an evil spirit, I told you. The Holy Spirit doesn't come and possess you and get you to do things you don't want to do. He gives you the willpower. That's why he's not killing everybody that's not coming to church. That's why God's not mad at people that rebuking him or rejecting him. It hurts him, but he's got his heart and arms wide open, awaiting for their return and their repentance. Paul said in Titus, do not involve in foolish discussion about spiritual pedigrees, or in quarrels or fight about obedience to Jewish law. These things are useless and waste of time. If people are causing division among you, give a first and second warning. After that, have nothing to do with them. For people like that have turned away from the truth and their own sin condemned them. Now, I want to read the same verse in the Message version. Maybe you can find it in your phone. But I like the Message. It says, I want you, Paul told Titus, I want you to put your foot down. You know, as parent, when you put your foot down, you know, it's like if your kids, like my children, you know, you give them a certain slack. But the moment they start kind of talk bad to their mom, guess what? That's what you do, right? You put your foot down. You tell them, hey, don't you dare talk to your mom like that. That's it. Certain things in your life, you got to put your foot down. Starting from today, go in your pantry and throw all junk food away. I am serious, guys. I am so serious. You know what? Because I see a generation in this country that's destroying themselves. I watch, and I'm like, wow. This is the plan of the enemy. Satan kills, steal, and destroy. And you're not healthy. Even the medical field, what they do, they give you pills. Instead of trying to get your body to heal itself. Instead of trying to get you to do natural stuff that would heal yourself. They give people painkillers so they can depend on the painkillers. I know this is not an easy subject. This is a very offensive subject. But you know I love you. And if you're listening out there, the word of the Lord is very offensive. And I have no other plan to teach God's word. Be intentional. Put your foot down, Paul said. Once in a while, go read the Message. Take firm stand to these matters. So those who have put their trust in God will concentrate on the essentials. And right now I'm telling you, it's very important as kingdom citizens to live intentionally for the Lord. Guys, as we get closer to the return of the Lord, the harder it's going to be a son and daughters of the Lord. What are you going to do about that? The other day, Kendra told me, she said, well, do you know, what did you say? You said something about they're tracking down, you know, they're trying to, you know, shut our mouth from speaking the truth. And she knows, I speak nothing. I don't speak my personal conviction. If I can't do this, I'm going to be a plumber. But if God called me to be a preacher, This is my foundation. I don't give my what God says sin is. So what if they're coming after me? Well, bring it on. Well, seriously, guess what? The reason we think those things is because sometimes we think about our comfort. But have you ever thought or read, when you read the book of the martyrs, you see missionaries, preachers that are losing their life, giving their life to the Lord. You know? We're not saying, oh God, bring judgment on America. God's not judging anybody right now. God's bringing judgment on this country, on Haiti. No. There's no judgment right now. No. Right now, people are reaping what they sow. No one can withstand God's judgment. Put your foot down. Take a firm stand on these matters. So those who have put their trust in God will concentrate on the essentials that are good for everyone. And Paul, I'm reading a book right now, Paul, the letter of Paul to Timothy and Titus. It says, the book is encouraging me as a preacher to do not waver. It's a small book, I like it. Do not waver. Keep God, they put your, and when I read this verse in the message, I'm like, yeah, you know what? Thank you, Lord, for your word. I'm going to put my foot down. So therefore, I'm going to challenge all of you today. What are some of the things in your life you need to be intentional about? As a worship leader, I am intentional about practicing the presence of the Lord. I'm a worship leader. I'm a pastor. I love the presence of the Lord. So you know what I do? I spend time worshiping God. Sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes I come, I do it, I don't feel anything. Sometimes I don't want to do it. And sometimes I don't want to do it, I don't do it. Sometimes I feel like I'm doing it, I feel the heaviness, but I do it anyway. But the more I enter, the more I dwell, and then the Lord comes and ministers to me. So worship the Lord is a priority. That's why I do it. Why do I read the Word of God? I read God's word because I know my life depends on it. There's a song I'm going to send you out to find it out. It's actually on our Facebook page. I was doing a sound check with it yesterday. You're a man of your word. God, you are, all things are possible when you believe. That's the words. Maverick City sings it. You're men of your word. Maverick City. Listen to it. Men of your word. But then God, everything he says, he do. But then how would I know to believe what he says if I don't know it? How would I believe? What does the Bible says in Romans, before I tell you the wrong chapter? Faith come by hearing. And what do we hear? Hearing comes from the word of God. Do you also know faith, whatever you listen to will build your faith? If you listen to bad news, you automatically build a trust that you won't survive. You know, if you listen to all the time bad news, you're gonna panic. Because what you hear is building your faith. Stay away from mindless, pointless quarreling over genealogies and fine print in the law code. That gets you nowhere. Warn a quarrelsome person once or twice, but then be done with him. It's obvious that such person is out of line. Rebellious against God, but persisting in divisiveness, he cuts himself off. You see, here in this verse, Paul is exhorts Titus In summary of all he has been saying, he said, I want you to insist on things. What things? Things that are essential. And this morning, I'm doing the same thing. But you know, I can't decide what's essential to you. You have to decide. I know what's essential to me. I know. What is essential to you? So the things that are essential to you, you have to make things right. If relationship is essential to you, you got to make it right. If peace is essential to you, you got to go after it. If the presence of the Lord is essential to you, you got to go after it. You know, intentional, in the word intentional, we find all these words. Deliberate, calculate, conscious, done on purpose, intended, planned, met, considered, studied, knowing, willful. All those words, I love them. Prepared, prearranged. Don't you love the English? When you study, it's like, I know all these words. Prepared. Be prepared. Be willing. Be purposeful in your decisions. When you wake up in the morning, you know a verse? When you wake up in the morning, the moment you wake up, your kids or your obligations to go to work, everything is running after your time. And you find throughout the day until you, it's like 10:30 at night, you realize, man, I'm so pooped. And you spent no time with the Lord. Did you know Jesus had to deal with the same thing? In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, Jesus was so busy. And I read, it says in Mark, Jesus was so busy. You know what he would do? He would wake up before anybody around 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. And he would find an isolate place to go spend time with the Lord. You see, now, if you understand your life, your relationship with the Lord is that important, if it's essential, guess what? You will be intentional about spending time with him. You won't let anybody. I remember there's a time, was it you, Kendra, or one of your sister? But there's a time when our kids was little and you needed to spend time with the Lord. You would put something over your head, or maybe somebody. She would put something, sit on a rocking chair and put something over her head, and the kids would know this is do not disturb. Be intentional, guys. You know, there is a common human tendency to fail to give much thought to what we want or plan to do, the good we do know we should do. We tend to suffer from the call, what we call the fuzzy things or fuzzy thinking. You know, our lifestyle will reflect our degree of intentionality. I'm going to repeat that. Your lifestyle will reflect your degree of intentionality. You know, I'm going to stop right there. I'll continue next week. But this morning, I want you, Xavier, to put that list up there again. What are some of the things you need to be intentional about? And I want you to close your eyes. You just look at them. You don't have to close your eyes. And I'm going to pray. Dan, if you just sit on the piano for me for a minute. Father, we come to you this morning. And this is your word, God. And I believe this morning that you wanted us to hear these. And as you continue to teach me how to be intentional, God. Lord, we ask that you would forgive us for all those times that we've missed it. Just the lack of discipline. And we weren't intentional enough. But Lord, as we continue to talk about being intentional, this morning I ask Holy Spirit that you would reveal to each of your children here, each of your daughters, even for the teenagers that are here, God, the children that are growing up, I pray, Lord God, that this morning they would grab hold of this message. They would receive a fresh revelation that, man, they've got all their life in front of them to be intentional about some essential things. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes just to ponder and pray. If you need repentance, you do. You know, and whatever you need to do, if any of you wants prayer, I want you to come up here. I'm going to stand up here. I want you to come up here and we're going to pray for you. But let's take this time right now between you and the Lord and give answer to His word this morning. Thank you, Father.